20th of March 1971, Janis Joplin started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with her version of the Kris Kristofferson and Fred Foster song called Me and Bobby McGee. Joplin, who was a lover and a friend of Kristofferson's from the beginning of her career to her death, changed the sex and a few of the lyrics in this cover that she did. Kristofferson states he didn't write the song for her, but the song is associated with her. Joplin died of a drug overdose a year before the 4th of October, aged 27. She is a member of the 27 Club. Other members are, can you think of a few? Jimi Hendrix, yeah. Jim Morrison of The Doors. Amy Winehouse. Kurt Cobain of Nirvana. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones as well, to mention a few. All part of the 27 Club. 20th of March, 1982. Tell me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long, it was with me. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts started a seven-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Love Rock and Roll, a number four hit in the U.K. The song had been a B-side from 60s band The Arrows. This was originally recorded by a British group called The Arrows in 1975, and it was written by their lead singer Alan Merrill and guitarist Jake Hooker. Merrill explained in an interview how this song came about. Find out what he said this coming Sunday. Now, Joan Jett was touring England as a member of an all-teenage girl group called The Runaways when she discovered this song. High School Classics with me, Barney Simon, every Sunday, 7 till 10 a.m. exclusive to Jacaranda FM. More music you love.